sair daqui pra me organizar. Posso sair daqui pra me organizar.
The February 24th screening of Favela Rising is just one example of the outstanding films selected for this spring's International Lens series. Favela Rising explores a small group of young men who use music, art, and dance to heal the community in one of the more dangerous neighborhoods in Rio. Recently, I spoke with Sharif Barsoom and Heather Jones with International Student and Scholar Services about this spring's screenings. Sharif, what is the purpose of the International Lens Film Series?
The International Lens Film Series started out a couple of years ago to really widen the focus and the scope of our campus community vis-a-vis the international films and international activity around the world. And we wanted to make sure that our students get a really global education, even if they don't go abroad in their 4 years here at Vanderbilt.
How does it differ from other film series, perhaps around Nashville?
Really, the focus is international, and we try as much as possible to have different countries represented, different languages represented.
Sharif, how did you come up with the name International Lens?
The name should reflect the real goal and the focus. A couple of years ago, Joel Ligaducci and myself thought that it would be a really important name to have the international piece in there, and that some of these movies are colored by our lenses and our cultural lenses and our international lenses and how we see the world. And so we thought we want to give an opportunity for Vanderbilt students to see the world, and how best to see it is through an international lens.
What are the specific requirements for a film to be included in the series, Heather?
In order to be included in this series, generally, we have a lot of films from other countries, but we also do have some countries that are maybe produced in the United States or about topics in the United States. But overall, we're always looking for something that gives the audience a different perspective. So maybe about a topic they haven't thought about before, or from a point of view that maybe they haven't experienced or haven't seen as widely available to them.
Talk about some of the films coming up for this spring semester.
Yeah, well, this spring semester is very exciting. It's our fifth semester for the series. And as always, we've been continuing every semester to be able to broaden the types of films that are included, the countries that are represented. And this year, again, we have several new countries we haven't included before, such as Egypt, Tanzania, and South Africa. But what's really exciting is that we've been able to tie in to other events going on around campus, and we have several films that are being presented by the directors, which is a really unique experience. Coming up, we also have Favela Rising on February 24th, which is about Grupo Cultural Afro Reggae, who are going to be coming for a great performances series the following night. So it's a really exciting tie-in with that. We also have Blast on March 4th, which is going to be presented by one of the major people in the film. It's a documentary, so the major player in the film will be the person presenting. And he's also a cosmologist, and his name is Mark Devlin, and he's going to be doing a colloquium with the Physics and Astronomy Department the day before. We also, it's just one other really exciting opportunity, is one of our other films, Velodromo, will probably be a premiere screening where the director of the film will be a visiting professor here at Vanderbilt, and this will be the first place his film will show.
And what is that film about?
It is about a man and his bike.
So when these directors, and you said, I guess, even one of the actors in the film is coming for one of them, do they talk ahead of the presentation of the film? What's the format?
The format for each of the films that we have, there's an introduction before the film, and then we watch the film, and then afterwards there's a discussion for anyone who wants to stay for it. So generally, a faculty member is the person who had proposed the film to us, to the International Lens Committee, and that person would do an introduction, or if it's the director who is available to come, then the director would be providing the introduction and then also having a discussion with the audience members afterwards.
What type of audience is this film series attracting now?
real wide variety of audience. We do keep track of how many students come, undergrad and graduate students. This year we have seen an increase in the faculty and staff members that come to films, and probably about 25% of the filmgoers are community members. And it's great to see the community get involved in our film series and enjoy it and actually become regulars at each film.
Do you have any idea how many people from the external Nashville community participate in this?
In last semester, in the fall semester series, we had about 600 community members attend. And as Sharif said before, it's really great to have that community involvement. And I think that people really appreciate the opportunities that living so close to a university can offer, where they can come and participate in viewing a film, but also have that dialogue and the interaction with the students and other audience members and the faculty members as well.
And one of the great things about this, it's free, correct?
It is definitely free, and we also provide parking, free parking.
Do you take input from the audience at all on films for the next semester?
That's a great question, because actually we are preparing to do some surveys, starting with all the people who attend the films throughout February and possibly early March. We're going to be doing a survey after we've collected email addresses of people who are willing to participate, and we're going to get feedback on the types of films that they want to see. Right now, the way that we prepare the series is we receive proposals from faculty members and also from student organizations on campus, and then we work with them to build the series from there.
How does this film series complement or interact at all with the films at the Belcourt?
With the Belcourt Theater, we have a pretty good communication with them in making sure that we are complementing the types of films that we're showing. We're very cautious of not repeating something that the Belcourt has just recently shown. We want to make sure that in international lens, we're bringing films that wouldn't have an opportunity to show anywhere else in Nashville. And also, one of the nice things is because we do have an open communication, there have been times when the Belcourt has been able to suggest a film to us that maybe had been, you know, coming under their radar but wasn't going to necessarily work for their audience. And so they proposed it to us and we were able to consider it for our series.
So there's not really any competition going on because the Belcourt and Surratt are very close, relatively
right.
close by. It's mm-hmm. somewhat the same neighborhood, and you might mm-hmm. attract some of the same people.
Right, and we might attract some of the same people, but it is a very a collaborative partnership and very complementary.
What is the Southern Arts Federation, Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Filmmakers, that I guess is sponsoring some of the films this time?
Yeah, the Southern Arts Federation has a grant that the Office of Arts and Creative Engagement was able to receive this year. And the Office of Arts and Creative Engagement is our partner office on this series. And their organization, they are the nation's only regional tour of independent film. And their goal is to connect audience members with the filmmakers and have a dialogue. And so the unique thing about the three films included from the Southern Arts Federation is that every single one of them comes, their director will be here, which, although we did manage to have a few of those through the rest of the International Lens films, that's a pretty rare opportunity to have.
Sharif, how do you see this film series benefiting your area, International Student and Scholar Services?
As you know, Vanderbilt has students and scholars from 92 different countries around the world. So it's wonderful when someone from China or somebody from India is here studying at Vanderbilt or doing research at Vanderbilt, and they get to see one of their home films from their home country. As you know, all our films are in the native language with English subtitles. So it makes them, you know, maybe a bit less homesick. They can share their culture with other friends and people in their classes and researchers. So it's a great idea to have Vanderbilt as an open community for all international students that are here on campus, and to also the other side of it, as if a student, an American student who may not be able to go abroad to experience an international country, why not have, you know, those international cultures come here on campus? And we do that through film.
How long does the film series run this spring?
We run until April 21st is our last film. We have at least one film a week, generally about two, excluding spring break is the only week we won't have any films.
In April 21st, that film is actually one of my favorite films. It is called A Mandela, and it is a South African film, very appropriate to the apartheid era of South Africa, and it actually showcases the black history and the struggle against apartheid through music and the music of South Africa. So it's an excellent film, has gotten wonderful reviews, and it's right before the World Cup this year, which is being played in South Africa.
One of the nice things about the film series, too, is that for a while, Surat cinema was not used that much, and not much was happening there, and it's nice with that history of it starting back in the 70s when a lot of people were coming there. Now they're coming again and able to enjoy the facility.
Yeah, Surat Cinema is a hidden treasure at Vanderbilt, and we're just very glad that it is the home for International Lens again.
Once again, admission is free and all films are shown in Surat Cinema at 7 p.m. For more information, visit www.vanderbilt.edu/internationallens.